Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Thistle Farms is a social enterprise helping women survivors of trafficking and addiction find support, community, and meaning. These women make Thistle Farms beautiful candles and bath and body products, and you can give a Valentine's Day gift knowing you've supported a great cause. Visit thistlefarms.org to check it out and make sure to use our code WHEREWEARE for 15% off your purchase.
This is Melissa Ware. You're listening to The Morning Five on January 30th, 2023. For our scripture today, I'll read from Psalm 101. I will sing of your love and justice. To you, Lord, I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart. I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. I hate what faithless people do. I will have no part in it. The perverse of heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with what is evil. Whoever slanders their neighbor in secret, I will put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not tolerate. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. The one whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. May God bless the reading of His word. Happy Monday. Welcome to another Morning Five with me, Melissa. While Michael is out on travel, I just know you all missed me. So let's get to the news. Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old father and black man, was fatally beaten by police officers in Memphis, Tennessee earlier this month after a traffic stop. Disturbing footage of the beating was released this past Friday, and around the country there have been many peaceful protests against this event and police brutality. All five officers involved were fired and charged for the murder of Nichols, and the unit they were on has been disbanded so far. Senator Dick Durbin is pushing the Senate to consider federal-level police reform in light of the tragedy, and Nichols' family attorney has also called for legislation. On Saturday, President Trump held his first rally since announcing his 2024 candidacy in South Carolina. He went after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, calling DeSantis disloyal for considering running. He also went after President Biden and said Biden was bringing the U.S. to the brink of World War III. Trump also spoke on the beating of Tyree Nichols and called it horrible and that it should have never happened. He went on to a second campaign stop in New Hampshire after South Carolina. Also on Friday, Ron McDaniel was reelected as chair of the RNC after some legitimate challenges from other candidates. She'll be the longest serving chair of the RNC since the Civil War. We also got a good economic report on U.S. GDP. The economy grew an average of 2.9% in the last 3 months of 2022, and the overall 2022 average sits at 2.1% in growth. It's not as fast as it was in 2021, but since we're always talking about a recession, a resilient jobs market, and economic growth, it just flies in the face of the ever-increasing interest rate. And finally, Speaker McCarthy will meet with President Biden on Wednesday this week to discuss the debt ceiling and spending cuts. And McCarthy has even said that he's optimistic about the conversation about striking a balance with the president. I'll update you all on a readout from this meeting after Wednesday. That's it for now. So let's close, as we always do, with prayer. Dear Father, always near us, may your name be treasured and loved. May your rule be completed in us. May your will be done here on earth in just the way it is done in heaven. Give us today the things we need today, and forgive us our sins and impositions on you, as we are forgiving all who in any way offend us. Please don't put us through trials, but deliver us from everything bad. Because you are the one in charge and you have all the power, and the glory too is all yours forever, which is just the way we want it. Bless you all. Be well.